Yeah, I don't mind I collect like old Nintendo games, like the Super Nintendo, the Super Famicom, Famicom 64, all this sorts of stuff.
That is super cool.
Collecting video games, so I collect a whole bunch of PS2 games as well. Like my main purpose is PS2, Nintendo, some other consoles too, depends what it is. You?
Well, I grew up playing mostly handheld games, and they were a little bit old even for the time.
Oh,
I remember.
can
I
you
remember.
just give me an example, like can you remember what was your first handheld?
Oh, it's so hard to remember. Like, I know that it was like a brick. It was like the 80s cell phones. It was like a brick. And and there was a Bugs Bunny game on it.
Oh, I remember my first handheld. I think I remember a couple of handheld that I had. First one, I think my first ever handheld was a Game Boy Advance.
Yes.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance, and then my second one from evolving from Game Boy Advance, and then they came with the Game Boy SP. I just one thing that I should have done, which is back then I was still young, I wasn't collecting at that time. But if I were collecting at that time, and which is where we are, oh, I'm in Canada, right? But we used to have a place called Zellers, and they used to have the original Pokemon games. I should have collected those and should have had them sealed. They would be a lot of money now,
Oh.
but I had the Game Boy Advance, and then from the Game Boy Advance, I had the SP. One of the interesting story, I had an SP, and I think my mom hid it away somewhere in my room, which is I can never find it. But until
Oh.
years later, well, she saw that I lost it, so she hit me, and then she got me a brand new one afterwards. And then
Oh.
3 years later, son of a bitch, I find it on the top shelf, and which is where my clothes is. I got a really high shelf, walk-in closet. But
Wow.
and then I find it there. I was like, it just kind of a thing. And
Frustrating.
my first ever console, I think it was my first ever console was an Xbox, original Xbox. And then
Wow.
that's before I worked at a game store. So the first console I ever had was an original Xbox. First game I ever got was GTA San Andreas. I was too young to play it. I was playing it anyways. I was in a position. I was probably maybe about, I think it was about 10 with 10 or 11, I was playing GTA San Andreas.
Oh dear.
I enjoy games from time to time. I'm not much of a console gamer anymore. I still like the handheld from time to time when I travel, like when I travel to Japan, when I travel to the States, because I got a place also in the States. But when I travel into the States, I'm more of a I like the handheld gaming when I'm traveling. And I like my PC gaming when I'm at home.
Nice.
Personally, you?
Well, I am kind of married to the PS4 at this point, but of course there's some Steam games that you just have to do PC with.
To me, I'm not married to the PS4 with the or the Xbox One. The only thing that I was ever married to, I think, it was the PS3, and that's
Oh,
why
yeah.
I actually like the thing because when they first came out with the PS3, it was backwards compatible. The first one that they ever came out was backwards compatible, and they came with the Slim and the Super Slim, but and then they had the Xbox. So the completing, I like the PlayStation at that point because you didn't have to pay for online.
Yeah.
The Xbox 360, but there was also a whole bunch of things with the PS3. They had a limited edition PS3. Well, that's only Japanese exclusive. They had like the Final Fantasy PS3 for the Slim, but not the Super Slim. And then they also had a lot of like One Piece. They also I know they had a Fairy Tail too, or Sword Art Online, one of those two. They had a couple of limited edition ones that are worth like thousands, but like at least up to $1,000 now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of like things that you cannot get here. Like there's so many things that they have in Japan that you cannot get here. Like where when the first PSP was very good at that time when they first came. I also had a PSP too as a handheld. That was actually very enjoyable for years and years. It still is. But afterward they came out with the Vita was not as successful as the PSP. I just felt like it was not as successful. What do you think?
Oh, not at all. Like, all my friends had a PSP at some point, but I never knew anyone who actually got a Vita.
Well, I like the Vita, but to a point, which is I feel like the Vita was really good in Japan, because Japan is the heart of video games. Where when you think about, like, I go to Japan actually 3 times a year, but really, really, when you think about it, Vita was the height of the era, which is we had new technology and a new type of platform. But what we didn't realize, that it wasn't as popular as when it is in Japan. And Japan was very successful. What do you
think? That's really interesting. Like, I don't know much about video games specifically in Japan, but that's super cool.
Yeah, Japanese actually enjoyed the Vita for a very long time. And then the PlayStation TV, which is it was like a TV version of the Vita. It's like a mini console. I enjoyed that one because it was portable, easy to take to go. You can just plug and play. And then when I the problem is that I had not every game was compatible with it. But it was very actually useful. What do you think?
Nice. I don't actually know. Like, my handhelds were the Game Boy Advance and then the SP and all of that stuff. And after that, after I got a Wii, I was, like, console exclusive for several years.
Yeah, but you know what? The Wii, I kind of get it. It was somewhat successful, but somewhat a newer transition to the GameCube. But I like the GameCube, but I just didn't like the CDs. Okay, they went with a different route for the CDs, but when they came out with the Wii, it's like a newer version. It's like more like a motion kind of feeling. Like, you can get, like, it's kind of like hands free, but you have two controllers separately, and then you just connect it. You can do a whole bunch of things with it. It's kind of like motion, and then they came out with the Wii U, which is basically a whole different concept. But the Wii U wasn't as successful as the Wii, I don't think so. What do you think?
Yeah, it definitely didn't catch on quite as much, but a lot of games.
Yeah, sure. But the Wii had a lot of exclusive games that were actually quite good. Like as an example, like I bought, I think it was about 2 months ago, I bought two sealed copies. Actually, I paid, I think it was $75 for them. Two sealed copies of Wii game, this is one of the rarest games. If you ever find one for a good price, you have to get it. It's a rare game. It was only a GameStop exclusive. Xenoblade was on the original Xenoblade on the Wii was on the original Wii was only a GameStop exclusive. So I was at my Canada, whatever, GameStop store. It was at one of the malls, and then I found the two game. I was $75. I said I must have it, because if I were to resell, I can make more. But they were selling it for what other games would be sold for, about $70. That's what games cost nowadays. But the game is worth more than that because it was only at GameStop's exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, games like that are rare. So, and certain games, I just don't understand why they're rare. Like, they have this horse game, which is how do I say? It's a Wii game. What I would say is like a five dollar game, but in a collector's eyes, it's worth more than $5. And it's just a horse game.
Horses.
Yeah, horseback riding or something like that. It's one of those games. It's one of those games that you never know that's going to be really rare, and that the game is shit, but the game is all good, but the game is a lot of money, and it's rarity for some reason. Awkward, that's weird.
Sing.
Yeah, fascinating. And yeah. Weird. But Xenoblade's actually a really good game. I've been playing Xenoblade 2 on the Wii. No, not on the Wii, but on my Nintendo Switch. I've been taking that for a long time, so.
Nice. I still need to get a Switch, but I've demoed it, of course. I just haven't made the investment.
Well, you know what? It's a great investment. It's not like you're going to lose anything. It's actually a really great console for what it is. It's like a handheld, but also a console at the same time. But because you can dock it in and use it as other controllers as well. It's kind of a little bit of both world. Yeah, it's kind of like the Wii U, but more a little more different. With the Wii U, you could play it on the control pad and turn off the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But and also turn off the console somehow. They did that somehow, but I don't know how they do that. But I never did that. But somehow they can do that and put it all together.
That is cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah, it is. Oh, yes.
Wow.
So where are you from?
I am from South Carolina in America.
Oh, that's nice. I'm from Canada.
Wow, that is so far away.
Oh, it's so far away, but
I've always wanted to go to Canada.
That's not bad. I travel to multiple places in the world, you know, I've seen people, I've met people, I have friends in the States, I have friends in Canada, I have friends in Japan.
Wow. So what makes you go to Japan so much?
You know what? I know what the anime. You know what? let's just be honest. The shopping, the vintage clothes shopping, which is I absolutely like to shop for vintage clothes. Sometimes I'm like vintage designer, just for the fun of it. Like I don't wear a lot of like big name brand designer, but if they're vintage and if I like it, I might buy it, right? And they're not that expensive. Vintage designer. A lot of anime. I mean, put it that way. A lot of anime. Like anime books, anime DVDs, anime figurines, video games too. Like when you go to Japan, you can go to a store, you can buy any old console you want.
Wow.
the point of view is this. I go to a game store or something. Not like Walmart or Shoppers Drug Mart, that kind of stores. Like talking about just like on the streets, you go to a game store, you can find a lot of old games. You can find Famicom, you can find the original Family Machine, the first ever Nintendo machine that ever came down.
Wow.
Yeah, you can find games for that too if you want. Surprisingly, that's in Japan. You can buy a PS1, a PS2. You can buy a Super Nintendo. You can buy a Famicom even if you want. I guess you can buy anything.
See, that is super cool. You know, I've always wanted to go to Japan. I'm also big into anime myself.
Oh, what type of anime do you like?
Well, a little bit of all kinds, really. Right now, my favorite is My Hero Academia. I just started it recently.
Well, actually, I've been watching Black Clover. Yeah, that's a really good one. Black Clover, Meliodas. That's another one that I'm watching. I'm watching a couple of you. I'm watching Gundam for sure.
Nice.
The new Gundam TV series. So, and I think we're almost time's up anyways. But it's nice chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you. It's so cool to meet you.
Yeah, so cool to meet you. It's always cool to meet new people. You never know. You never know who you're going to come up with, who you're going to talk to, and who's going to be there. You know, I'm a self-taught entrepreneur. I've seen the world. I travel the world. I make money. I enjoy life.
Sweet.